Hi. Are there people here? Because you're all a sea of black. All right. Hey. All right. We're going to do a test just so I can convince myself you're really there. Can I get a whoop? Can I get a whoop whoop? Oh, I've always wanted to do that. Hi. Thank you. Right. A lot has gone wrong this year. But we're at EMF, everyone's made it, and we promised we'd have Tent Man ready. So I want you to think of this more as a preview screening. who knows about this film project? Does anyone remember when we first started making this thing? Yeah, oh good. You have to shout because hands don't work. Cool, so. 2014, we came to EMF with an actor who did not know what to expect and tried to make a film about a happy tent. 2016, we realized that we didn't have enough shots, so we got more shots, and I had planned to spend all year editing it. I had a knee accident, so I've spent the last 3 days trying to get Tent Man finished. And you guys are going to get you're going to be able to see the first ever preview version of the whole thing. I haven't seen it yet, I just hit export. after this talk. But PJ has promised me that we can, so whatever's wrong with it, and seriously, come up and tell me. PJ has promised me that we can show the final version tomorrow after Hackers. So, you know, tough act to follow. Right, I'm supposed to be giving a talk about how to make a film at EMF. So is this what people have signed up for? Yes, okay, good. Is there some way of getting audience interaction? Like, can people shout things loudly? This is good. See, I've lost my voice, but you guys are doing great. Right, how to make a film at EMF, which is a subset of the how to make a film talk, which is a subset of why would you ever make a film talk? So films, the wonderful thing about films is if there's a reality and you want it to exist, you can make a film. And you can show everyone this little vision you had, and hopefully they'll share it and see how glorious it was. In terms of making a film, there's a saying, all you need to make a film is a girl and a gun. We did not have, we nearly had a girl, we had a bat, and we didn't have a gun. What you really need is a story, a concept idea, and with Tent Man, I tried really hard to get people excited about hard sci-fi, like cloning or aliens, and they were just really invested in this tent. So I think that was the first inkling we had that the story was quite memorable. Like if you get to a point where people say, make that story, then you know that at least you've got a good story, right? This is very weird because I can't see anybody. Right, so I figured the best way to do this is, instead of me just giving you like a 20-minute lecture on how to make films, I will take questions. So who has a question about how you make a film that they've always wanted to ask a girl who's losing her voice? Where do you start? Where I start is I ask Hollywood's effects artist, Kat Harris, to come to the stage. Can I get a round of applause? Woo! Hi.
Hi, bad place to start. Like, I usually require an edit first.
She always says this. You start by having a friend and ringing them up at 3 a.m. going, we're doing this thing. Like, that's everything they tell you about financing and having a plot and an arc and, like, you know, character development. You just need one friend who will listen to you, and that's basically it. Kat?
You need one friend who has a lot of ridiculous ideas and access to some nice cameras.
You don't really need the cameras. Everyone has a phone. It's fine. You need a story and you need a script. And it's nice if it's all formatted properly. But honestly, even if it's just written in notepad, text, edit, piece of paper, as long as it's a strong story, and you tend to know it is because it doesn't leave you alone. And you kind of wake up at 3 a.m. and go, oh my God, we could have this scene where this thing happens, and then you ring your friend about it. Would you like to tell the crowd about maybe your favorite story idea that someone has presented to you that was good? Talk about Conan, seriously.
Conway.
So I went to film school. I originally studied physics and then I was a teacher and blah, 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 blah. But I ended up doing a course at the National Film and TV School. And we had to do a prosthetics module in our VFX course. And it was amazing and we learned to do all this stuff. And so we were supposed to make a film, a short film. And we came up with this sort of really high concept, really complicated like monster movie idea. And then we went, you know what? Let's just make a trailer for something cool. Why do we need to have this sort of ridiculous, huge, complicated story? Because to be honest, we're only gonna have 2 days to film this and none of us are good writers. So we came up with, are you going to show it?
Yes.
Okay.
I talk, you find it. So if you are going to make a film and you've never done it before, jumping in at the deep end and doing the whole thing, beginning, middle, end, it's quite ambitious. But you can do what Kat did, which is make the trailer of the movie and just do the cool bits. Have you got it? Okay, this is Conway. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
We were students. I'm sorry.
Full screen, yes.
In a year that no one cares about, there is a location where pain and suffering is the only option. Where blood seeps from walls of despair and human guts rain from the skies.
This box is full of guts.
One oversized man will change nothing.
Same shit. A different shit day.
And he doesn't even care. This summer, muscles, weapons, monsters.
Ah, beautiful.
Pain. More pain. Conway. Bring back the pain, bitch.
Does anyone have any questions for Kat about Conway?
Spacebar.
Oh dear. That's nothing to do with us.
A box of guts. I personally, sort of slasher horror is not my thing. I wrote my dissertation on haunted house films because that's a thing you can write a dissertation about. Okay. I think just giving people a hook into something, getting people interested and making them watch it and think, I want to know who these people are. I want to know what this is. And probably not showing very much. We showed a lot more of the monster than I think I probably would have done if we were making a real film. But, you know, it was a prosthetics module for our VFX course, so we kind of wanted to show the monster.
On that note, a similar thought, I think with horror trailers, if you can promise the audience that they're going to get to see the most horrible thing ever, and then leave them with that promise rather than showing them it, then what their mind will fill in is a million times worse. So I think it's all about the implication. What's the worst thing you can imply? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's an open door. It's a thing I want. You're doing that thing where you want to set up something where people want to explore even though they know it's going to be scary. And yeah, I guess probably watch a lot of reference, find what you like in various other places. Any other questions about my ridiculous film adventures, or Ali is more sensible making films properly? I just really like it. I'm a glutton for punishment, to be perfectly honest. My job, I work in proper VFX, and a lot of the time you're doing sort of the same thing or quite boring things. You're doing like sparks or a wave, or you know, just sort of quite mundane stuff. But Alia just comes to me and just says, okay, I want a bunch of people going into a tent who's a man. Go. Oh, we filmed a thing, have it and make it work. Yeah, it's lovely. She gives me a lot of free rein to be completely bonkers, and I love that.
I think the trick is hang out with people who are better at it than you are, and then, yeah, don't interfere. But on that note, you do need a crew. Is anyone in this picture here today? Could you please get up on stage, whoever just said no? Are any of you sitting next to the person who just said no?
Okay, well, they are there.
Okay, right, good. Yes. Oh, why did we clap? Yes! Hello! So, crew. We're on the section where we talk about crew. Okay, good, yes. So Kat generally turns up in the part of the process where we filmed everything and we give her files and she goes, why did you do it that way? For more on that subject, check out our 2016 talk, which is that. But prior to that, you're going to need, if we're talking about serious filmmaking, you're going to need at least a way of recording decent pictures, and arguably more important, a way of recording decent sound. Bad sound really kind of grates on you in a way that you kind of forgive in the images. So minimum, you need a director, someone to be in your shot, cameras, sound. And then everything else you can get on top of that tends to be helpful. Like if you can get someone to handle all your data, someone to edit as you go, that all really helps. And then after a certain point, when the crew size gets too big, it gets unwieldy again. But if you're working with quite a small crew, this talk is called How to Make a Film at EMF, so generally you want to be quite mobile and quite quick at doing things. It's good to have a few tricks up your sleeve. So Andy did all the filming and all the camera moves, and I thought might like to say something about a few nice bang for buck things on rigging and nice moves that make your film look cinematic when you have no money.
Okay.
Does anyone have a camera question?
I can't see. Wow, thank you. With films like Tangerine that are filmed on camera phones and things like that, do you think that the technology is going to be affordable enough to replace things like red cams and stuff like that?
All right, so very quickly with that, Tangerine is a very clever movie. They've used a whole bunch of decisions that suit that technology. There's things you can do with a mobile phone that you can't do with a red camera, like throw it up and catch it. So the part of your question where is a mobile phone ever going to be the same thing as a red camera? No. But are you going to be able to tell a story really, really effectively with it? Yes. And it's already got to the point where people have access in their pocket to technology that directors would have not been able to dream about 100 years ago. So it is all getting a lot more affordable and democratized, and there's no excuse for not making a film if you want to, because you've got a video camera in your pocket. But high-end cinema will always try to be glossier and shinier and higher quality. And from an effects point of view, I mean, is mobile phone footage okay for doing CG too?
Yeah, you can do it with more or less any footage. The big issue, if you're going to actually put a 3D thing in a scene, is tracking, because you want, which is turning a 2D image into a sort of 3D world. And for that, you want nice, clear color definition. You want to be able to pick out nice little pinpoints so you can track them around as they move through the footage. But on a decent camera, you get that, whether it's on a phone or like a really high-end movie.
And I think one thing I would say is that the people who made Tangerine really did know their equipment. If you know that your phone is going to give you loads of motion blur in a time when you don't want it, then you can take steps to mitigate that. You can change your lighting, you can change your rigging, you can make the shot a still shot, not a moving shot. So the person who knows their camera inside out is always going to beat hands down someone with the shiniest one.
I think it's got to the point where a lot of the time phones are kind of good enough to get you most of the way there. So if you've got decent composition and good lighting, and obviously if the performance of the actor is good, then a phone camera is going to be good enough that it won't get in the way of all that. But obviously you have to have all that. If you get a red and you have poor composition, bad lighting and a bad actor, then you're going to end up with rubbish, obviously.
Yep. So does that answer your question? Any more questions on cameras and so on? So one thing you can ask Andy is, how do I make a certain shot look cool? Because that's what I ask Andy. But generally, I just say, make this cool. Yes.
Hang on. One second.
Oh, it's that question. I'm running off. The question I ask every time.
Hi, did you have storyboards to work from, or
I love storyboards. I think storyboards are important and should happen. And
you two take this.
It's a bit of a sore point, actually.
Every time. Alia, do you think we could have some storyboards?
Please.
Yes.
The rule is now that we don't, when we make films not at EMF, the rule is that we don't book the location until we've got the storyboard. It's a hard and fast rule.
Although we have come across a method which is kind of quicker and easier than storyboarding, which is filming a rubbish version on your phone. You make a previs version, which is what we do in like high-end visual effects all the time. You'll have all of the like beautiful shots of Spider-Man doing stuff. But you can just use your mobile phone to be like, oh, let's get all of the angles we think we might like of this shot, and then do a really rough edit and see if it works, and see if you're missing something, which is the big problem.
So yeah, you're rehearsing your actor, and you're also rehearsing your shots at the same time, and it becomes part of the same rehearsal. So when we did this last, we just shot everything in our flats with the actor, but not in costume. So when it cuts, there's no continuity, but you can see how all the shots will work when you get on location and when you've got everyone there, you know, spending their time trying to get this thing to work. And you can be pretty sure that you've got something, a sequence which is going to cut together and work. That's a good way of doing it.
So for me, the trouble is, like, as a director, one thing I've got to do is I've got to tell the actor what they're doing and I've got to tell the camera what shot they need to do. So I can't actually work without a storyboard. I always have to draw little stick people in windows and kind of go, this is going to happen, then this, and this is what it's going to look like. The trouble is, generally I'm doing this on set on the day in a frantic rush, which is why we have this new rule. And on that, I would say, try not to be the director of a thing and also the only producer, because, or even a producer at all, get a producer, get someone who loves producing, seriously. The thing that will stop you making storyboards is not having enough time, but it's the cheapest point in your filmmaking process, and it's where you can hash stuff out and test it. And as Andy and Kat said, the last time we tried to do it just on phones, it was glorious because you could play it back. And it's really useful for the actor, because rather than looking at what a stick figure's doing, they can see what they did. I'm going to play you something. If you're Disney and you have all the money, for your animated film, you can do a storyboard that is a full-on Broadway musical number. I won't play the whole thing, but it's glorious. So this is the storyboard for a song from Hercules.
From that day forward, our boy Hercules could do no wrong. He was so hot, steam looked cool. Oh, yeah! Bless my soul, Herc was on a roll.
Person of the week in every Greek opinion poll.
Kirk could stop a show.
Boy, no matter monster, and you're talking SRO.
He was a no one,
a zero, zero.
Now he's a honcho, he's a hero.
He was a kid with his act out pack.
Zero to hero, your time's back. Zero to hero,
just like that.
When you smart.
So I guarantee you this previous had more money spent on it than any film I have ever made. But as you can see, it's glorious. They worked a whole bunch of stuff out. It's mostly the exact same thing. And the only time when they haven't used live actors is when it's a pig monster. I guess they couldn't get one. So yeah, storyboards. Good question.
Good idea, we'll do that.
Oh, right, more questions. Oh, right, okay. So, you can imagine like the Tinder profile here. Needs to be a good listener. Needs to be able to lie to you about everything being fine. Needs to be able to lie to everyone else about everything being, I mean, really you want someone who likes, who's really into the idea. If someone's not really into the idea, however good they are, their heart won't be in it. It helps if they like other people, especially since it frees up other people in the filmmaking process to not like other people. It helps if they are good at sort of making connections and going, well, do you know someone who does this, does that? But honestly, it's someone who can hold the whole idea in their head and see what it needs and have relentless optimism that it's going to be fine, it's going to happen, and just convince everyone else. So a combination of a kick-ass organizer and planner, a cheerleader, and charm helps. So, you want to add anything to that, guys?
No, it's all right.
Yep, good, that. Does anyone want to talk about actors? No, okay, we won't talk about actors. Oh, right, sorry? Let's watch it, okay. Right. Okay. Yes, that's it for the Q&A. I'm going to sit down.
Yeah.
We can sit. I think we're allowed to sit. Okay. Okay. So, like I said, this has genuinely just... Sorry?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We believe in you. We're just leaving.
Yes, go. Go. It's fine. Leave me. Like they all do. I can't find the file, guys. Oh, here we are. Got it. Good. Yes, excellent. Right. I'm just going to copy it to the hard drive because it's not going to work otherwise. But this is a fast laptop, so it's fine. Okay, so I literally just exported this. It's probably got a ton of mistakes in it. It will be glorious tomorrow, but it's... I really love this film. It's really fun. You can ask any questions you like afterwards, as long as they're not, why didn't you start editing earlier? That's fine. Okay.
I'm free. I'm free.
I'm free.
My tent, it's orange with zips and things.
Well, nothing's been handed in, I'm afraid. I'd like to know if you've seen anything.
I had an owner once too, you know. But I got free.
My eyes are aflame. What did you come as?
I am a tent. What did you come as?
I came as a bat. It's like some kind of horn bat. I don't know. The bat people would probably say it's like not the right kind of bat or whatever.
You look like you need to rest.
I shouldn't.
Come inside. I have room.
Yes, you do.
This is EMFM. We now have an interview with Mr. Tentman. So, have you been to EMF before?
I came last time, but did not have a chance to experience it properly.
No?
No, my owners, they tied me to the ground with ropes, left me in a field with gazebos. A man came, he was there to help, but he just took his mallet and banged my restraints further in. And he looked at me and he said, "Everyone should have a mallet."
It's not your fault.
Do you think that's true? Did he mean what he said?
I don't have a mallet.
But everyone should have a mallet! Sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I lost my train of thought. Big crowd you got, you know, pretty good.
Pretty good.
I've seen bigger. I've hosted bigger, I should say. Well, I thought outwards to enlarge myself, so it's actually very impressive.
I can't do it for you.
Now, I am a tent that can walk around, you know. Wow, that's what you should be saying. You know, wow. Probably isn't a big liar, and he probably is amazing in all sorts of different ways. So.
here. That's my tent! Hey, come back!
Hey, how about you snow bubble? Want one?
I'll miss being at the festival. Maybe I'll be able to come next time. Or maybe I'll be too busy having some other adventure.
So the only reason that film exists is because everyone thought it would be really nice to help a bunch of people who decided to shoot something at a festival. And I think the thing I really like about it is that it does kind of feel like being at EMF. I mean, I don't know what your tents are doing, but it's the thing. I want to show you one more thing, and it's completely stupid, but I love it. So, I think it worked. Does that work? Yeah. Oh, it's good. Thanks. There's lots of little audio niggles and tons of shots I haven't had a chance to use and all of this. But the one that I wish I'd done in time for this was when Tentman sees his owner. Tom, are you here? Can you come here a second? So, and Lauren, are you in the crowd? We need Lauren. So, no, you can't. You can't see them at all. It's like a sea. So the other thing you really need is friends who will be in your films, even though they're kind of bonkers. So if you have any questions about how to say no to this sort of thing, don't ask these guys. But if you have any questions about acting experience, shout now. I've got one more file to show you. Oh, this is what you're getting off scot-free here. Anything you'd like to say while I find this file?
That 1 second where I'm looking at the tent, staring into the sun, took about half an hour of staring straight into the sun.
Did your eyes heal?
After a couple of years, yeah.
Okay, so there's one sound effect that we don't have, and it's when Tent Man sees his owner. Oh, what's the question? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, unnamed voice.
I guess my question was, like, because I've done stage acting before, and I've done, like, some background acting, but I've never been, like, I've never done actual film acting. And I suppose it always amazed me how people could sort of stay in character throughout all lots of tiny little shots, you know, chopped together and then switched around and things. Like, I guess, how, or, you know, talk about it or something? Here, have the microphone.
Okay, so I think a good way of approaching this is, with Lauren's character, Tent Man had a traumatic experience being owned by Tom. It was not a good time in his life. So we wanted him to meet someone nice. And the thing is, the lovely thing about Tom is he will just do what you tell him, which is a thing you really want in an actor. With Lauren, she had quite a hard job because I couldn't really... I just said, I want this to be nice, and gave her a script. How did you access the character of Batgirl?
Honestly, you just have to be a ridiculous person. They give you directions, and they say this. In Alia's case, Alia gave me directions. And you kind of try it, and it doesn't work. You try it several more times, it doesn't work. Then you take it kind of your own way, and you do that enough times. Some of them will take. It was a real surprise to me which one she chose, because it was like, there's lots of randomness to choose from. I don't know, it's good if you're good at make-believe, you know, if that makes any sense.
The thing I will say is that the more the performance got to be like, the further away it went from someone pretending to talk to a tent, and more, the closer it got to me feeling like, if Lauren met a tent, this is how she would talk to it. So I think you've just got to really commit and just go, this is, for the next 10, 15 minutes, this is real. But do you watch Orphan Black? I don't know who you are or where you are, but have you ever seen a show called Orphan Black? Right, so find an interview with the lead of that. So it's one woman, and she plays 6 or 7 different clones. And the thing I didn't appreciate is that she goes into makeup one day for filming and emerges out of makeup as that clone. And they just do only that clone's filming that day, but she never drops out of character. So when she's the scary actress, the director hates giving her notes because she's mean. And I think it's a really good question. How do you avoid dropping out of that character? And for that particular actress, it's not, you don't go backwards and forwards, you just go there and stay. But honestly, that's something I'm learning, is each different actor has a different way of approaching things. So with Teddy, the clearer you can be about what you want with him, the better it is, but he'll still take it a different way. And I think directors tend to have a very fixed idea of, I want exactly this. But I think if you can give your actor that much freedom to surprise you, you'll have something better. Okay, I'm just going to play one more thing, and then I'm going to stop this. This is the one sound effect I didn't get into the film, and it's because I didn't choose. I think the last one's the best. But decide what you think. So it's the last one, right? Okay, good. PJ, I think we're done here. Thank you, everyone, for being so very patient with this film that took 4 years. And it's good. Now I have to pack up, so pretend I left already, okay? Tent Man 2, holy shit! Tent Man, oh, right, okay, wait a minute. Is Amran here? Is Amran not here? Okay, we might be filming a cyberpunk Bollywood fusion trailer at this EMF. I'm Alter Alias on Twitter. If you want to be in it in the next 2 days, just tweet me. It's because we don't learn. I'll send you a synopsis. But Tent Man 2, if someone can come up with a good story, Teddy's up for it. He loves this thing. Yeah, thanks everyone. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.